Yeah, in the middle of Sif Chav Ches, Chesim and Shin Chav Ches, so let us just go again see the lesson of the Mechaber. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Ches. In the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. Let us just see the lesson of the Mechaber, Hamafis Shin B'Shabbos. A person opens up a blister in Shabbos. Kedei lahachif piyamake. If he's making an opening in order to drain the liquid that's in the blister, kederech sheharifim oisim, just like doctors do, shehein miskavnim b'rfua lahachif piyamake. They want to open up the pair of the make in order to make sure that it should drain. So by making a hole, an opening in the make, in order that it should drain and there should be a pair to the make, this is a chiyuv deraisa of make bepatish. Shin chav ches, siv chav ches. Shezuhi meleches haroifei. This is meleches haroifei. V'im hafisa. But if he opened up the blister, kedei lohoitzi mimeno haleches shebo, the sole purpose is not to make a Pesach. He just, for all practical purposes, he just wants that the liquid in the blister should leave the blister. And then, for all practical purposes, if the opening will close, it's also nishkefelech. He doesn't need the opening. The opening was just made litzoyrech that the to get rid of the liquid in the blister, hareza mutter. This is mutter.
It's the same, but
yeah.
The achlus is
different. That's right. The kavona is different, and that makes a difference between afilo Shabbos, the hareza, or a hefker gomel. That is right. Now, we are... This is cotton pay test. Mimeno haleicha, he wanted that the liquid should drain out. No, he wanted to take out the liquid. Vafilu im yesh dam gam kein shama, there's also some blood there. Im haleicha muta, that's also permissible. The oisai hadom vahaleicha shekonu sham, ein by mishum chabura. That means the blood that is in this blister is not from the any more circulating with the bloodstream. That means so this dam is miskatrokin. That means it finds itself in the blister, and there's no inyan of the tilus neshama of chabure. V'rak yizoyer, he should be careful. Shlo yidroi kamak, he shouldn't press down. Lohoitzi dam michodosh. That by pressing down, he could take out fresh blood, which will be chayvul. So he said, if he made a hole in the blister in order that the liquid should go out, that's his sole purpose. V'af al gav d'memele nase pesach, he made a pesach. Melachesh ain't tzorich legufi, but he doesn't need the pesach, he just needs the opening that the liquid should go out. So my male is only at the Rabbonah, the Bamokim Tzal Legosu. So Bamakim said, Rabbanan, they were makel. Bamakim, sorry, he is pained from this blister. Some Amela, they were makel. Vafilu lamanda oma de melocha shen tzorich legufa chayiv. The Rambam shita is that if a person does a melocha, and even though he's not doing it for the tachlis amelocha that was in the Mishkan, but since he's doing it, he's chayiv. Tam ken yeshloimel d'rsha oise rak lohoitzi aleche, if the sole purpose he's making, he's puncturing the blister to take out the liquid, einigmal melocha, that means some of them by puncturing the blister and not doing anything, it won't remain. So it's not it's hurting him.
Well,
that's right. That means if you won't do something more professional, it won't remain a Pesach, so it's not called Makim Bepatish. Now a new case. Voison Shieshulam Nekiv Bazroya Shekoyin Apsturo. Now let us just say what this is. This Abdullah was a person who had an infection in his arm, and the doctors made a hole in the, it used to drain from, this was a professional hole in the arm that was made to drain the pus and everything that he had in this infection. Shekoyin Aptura. So this he has already. He went to a doctor, he has this. Im Nishtam Hanekem Tzas. Now, so this, now we're going to have a multitude of shilas now that the Magen Avraham had about this Aptura. So the doctors made a whole training, but as the days progress, the hole is getting smaller. Now, im nistav hanekev tzas, tzorech iyon imutalitein besoichoi kidneyis sheyiyah posua. He's allowed to put in something to ensure it should remain open. That means we just learned the halacha, a person has a blister. So if he wants to make a hole in the blister, so that's chayiv. You're not allowed to make a hole. That's called makim bepatish. So now the Magen Avraham clears a shayla. Here's already a hole in that the doctors made, but the hole is closing. So he wants to put something Shabbos. He wants to put something in to ensure it should remain open. Is that considered he's making a hole? Because by not putting that thing in, it's going to get smaller and smaller. So Memele, it's called he's making a hole in Shabbos. Or not, I'm not making the hole. The hole is there already. I'm making sure it should not close up. That's the one suffix of the Magen Avraham. No, this is no. He's making that it doesn't grow back. He's just putting by the opening. He's putting something there that the hole won't grow back. The hole will still remain, and the mele this can be still used for draining purposes. So this is a shayla of the Magen Avraham. So he in the mutalitein besoichei kidneyis sheyia posuach, it should remain open. The vadi kavanosi sheyishoya posuach. This is not like we had by a mavis musa that is muta because he doesn't want the opening. Here he wants the opening. Yeah, I do, man. But maybe this is different. Kimin Shahoya Pesuach Kvar. Surely, he's taking, he wants the opening, but Pshat is there is an opening that was here already, and he wants the opening to remain. That is not called, I'm making a Pesach. Preventing the Pesach from closing by itself is not considered a making a Pesach. Shaila number one. But this is a Shaila of the Magen Avraham. Let's come to our Mafis Lusa, that the doctors made in this blister, they made a Pesach. Shikvar Nistam, the same thing. Let's talk about our blister now. The doctors made an opening. Vinistam Ktsas is allowed to put something there to ensure that it won't close further. Is that considered I'm making a Pesach? Or preventing the Nekev from being Nistam is not called I'm making a Pesach. Right. That's Shaila number one. Gam kein tzorech il. Second Shaila. Bechiyai gavne imuta liftoya oid b'shabes. Is he allowed to make it larger? Is allowed to make it larger. Timeloshin ashulchan oruch mashmer. That means, what is the second Shaila? The second Shaila is that I have already a hole. I just want to make it larger. Is that also or not? I'm not making the hole. I'm just enlarging the hole. So in the second Shaila, the Magen Avraham says, in the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch Mashmi, Nafilu yesh boi nekim uvo lahachivo yoso. But if you learn the Shulchan Aruch, Elech, Hamavish shin b'shabes kidei lahachiv pi hamakev. So if you learn the Shulchan Aruch, it means there was a pair already, there was an opening, and now I want to make it larger. So you see, halchom is also called making a pair. So the second Shaila, he was hoishid. Yeah. Ozetia, a third Shaila. Now, on this abturim, it clears a shayla, are you allowed to put a retiyah? Now, a retiyah is like a gauze pad with an ointment on it. So we had before.
If it's you, it's all.
Yeah, that's about a shmata alone. But we had before. We had before that Chav Zayin, Make Shenis Rapo, if the Make was healed already, Noisnin Oleho Ritio, Sheinaelo Kimishamlo. So we have a Make, and I'm putting over the Make a gospel with ointment on it, that's only accomplishing a shmire, it's not merape and it's mutter. So now, on this abture, there was once a maka there, and a hole was made there to ensure the drainage. So now the shayla is, are you allowed to put a retiyah over it? Retiyah mutter litay na abture. He says, l'chari, you're allowed to put a retiyah. To my shekosa v'siv chav zayin, that's what we had, a maka shenisrape. See, allowed to put a retiyah. The Sefer Raivon Mashma Da'osa Litain Aleo Retiyah. The Raivon says you're not allowed to put. Okay, we have to understand why not. But all components, we're just bringing down a Magen Avraham. Now, another thing, this Abtura. Amuta Lekancho, you're allowed to clean it out, this hole. To take out the lecha, the pus that is inside of it. You're permitted to do this. What? Well, we'll talk about the blood soon. But mutal kancho loitzi lecho shebesoicha to take out the lecho. V'im yoideya shemoitzi dam, yoshayla, shemikancho, when he's going to clean it out. Lo yikancho b'shabes, and don't clean it out b'shabes, simsikreishu. Another din. I'm allowed, if there's a dressing on this abturim, I'm allowed to change it. Now, what the shaila is, we won't go into this. This is not clear what the shaila is, we won't go into. But he says, you're allowed to change it. Now, it seems, she'im lo yachlif, if he won't change it, yasriya. There's a very bad odor on this baguette, so you're allowed to change it. No, he's not saying no. Yasriach means cover the breeze. No, no. The godel covers the breeze. He's not talking about infections. He's talking about, you have to know close what the shail is. It's not so posh what the shail is. But Al Kaponim, he says, but if you won't change it, so when he's walking around, it has a bad odor. This baguette, the godel covered abrius, and as covered abrius, he's permitted to change it, even though there might be a shaila. The gam yesh leitam is a ein lekam of sivim ches mashem kosam neshom b'mishne bura. Right. For also, this is still the lotion of the Mogen Avraham. For also, lochay shchin, you're not allowed to scratch a shchin. So the shchin is some type of an irritation. So yidei hachichuch moitzi dam shenivla bebosa. You're going to take out blood by scratching it. You can take out blood. Ve'nidom elelecha v'dam shikanu el besivkot v'etes lohoitzi by the blisters. Da'osa mukonos. There the blood is already, it left the bloodstream and it's in the blister. So that's not called Chayvul. So there's a shayla of chayvul. Fine. Stephen Hoff's test. Mi shenikko yodoi, he banged his hand. Oy ragloi, oy smut. And what happened? It's bleeding. He wants to stop the blood. Tzaymsa miyayin, so he's permitted to pour wine on it. Today, Lahamid Hadan, in order to stop the blood. This is not considered a refuah. That means if blood flowing, we'll see it's not speaking about that there's a lot of blood flowing. We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about Aida and Mamish soon. We'll talk about whiskey also. Talk about iodine, whiskey, everything. So Bekitsa is allowed, to pour wine on this mac over here. It's bleeding. But don't put vinegar on it. It's strong. That means the wine will only stop the flow of blood. He has a bruise here. It won't heal the bruise. It won't bring together the parts of the skin. It's going to stop the blood. Zot the mechaba, stopping the blood is no shayla in Shabbos. That's no shayla. But if you're going to put chaymitz there, chaymitz already is merapa in the market. V'yesh boi mishum refuah. That's refuah, that's awesome. V'imu me'uneg, if he is very tender skin, afayayin loikimay achoymetz basa, so then the wine could be equivalent to chaymetz, and this is also. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shanok for... So that means that he fell, the loxa, and he banged himself. ומיירי שלהוי על ידי בלזל, כוסם, we learned them to Zamakis בלזל, לנס השיילה וסקונה וטטניס, וגם שלהי נקבו היד ורגל על גבום, וגב היד וגב הרגל, could be dangerous also. Milo Nikwa Gabon, Oshoya Koine Balso, Kwamba Mula, Besif Mom, Besayin, Dubachwa Makeshes, Kwaisa Kone, Machalu and Alea Es HaShabbos, Shini Machalu Shabbos. Avoloi Bechoymet, Choymet is Merape. V'chosh kein b'yein soroch, that's your shayla about schnapps. Schnapps is also merape, so shayla about the
water.
Okay, so now we'll talk about that. So, iodine and mikurikom is a zoi, is a machloikes, Rav Shloime Zalman Orbach, and the Eulitzian. Rav Shloime Zalman Orbach holds that this is mutter. That even though iodine kills the bacteria, but it's not called a refuel. It's called that only protects it. It kills the bacteria and it's mutter. The Eulitzian holds that iodine is merat also. So we have a machlokes, Rav Shloime Zalman Orbach and the Eulitzian. The poor powder, I think BFI, I think it's called. It's a type of a powder that stops the flow of the blood. That is mutter. That's this thing over here by Yain. What? Ambisolus, I think, for gums. Okay. She's lama. Mi shenishmito perik yodoi oiragloi mimkaimai. I went out of place, perik yodoi oiragloi mimkaimai. Loi yishav shifeno harbe bitsoinan, you shouldn't rub it strongly with cold water. Shezeu rifu osoi, this is a rifu el. Alarachinskidaki can wash it in the srape and the srape. Now, before we go further, it's kidai to see Steve Memzayan. Let us see Steve Memzayan, and then we'll come back to the seeds. Now, Memzayan. Etzem sheyotza mimkaymai, a bowl that got out of place, machzirin oisai, you're allowed to put it back. So now we have a big problem. Here we had the whole thing, mishen nishmeto perik yodai eiragloi, so you shouldn't even rub it. You should wash it, and then that's it. More than that, it's not permissible. Here, it went out of place, put it back. So let us see. Let us see the Mishnah Brura in Sif's Gotten. Yeah. So let us see the Mishnah Brura. Sheyotza mim kaimai. So the Hamogin, let's look at the Mishmur Sif Kotun Kuf Mem Hei. Hamogin Avrom Chilek al Zeh. The Mogin Avrom has a problem. Kuf Mem Hei, it's the Mishnah Brura. So here it says, if Etzem is Yotza mim kaimai, you put it back. Amogin Avrom Chilek al Zeh, he holds it's awesome. We just learned of Yansi Flamid. Then you're not allowed to put it back. If the bone broke, you want to put it back, they'll compone them in place, that's permitted. Kedisha b'gmore, avol etzem הנשמת ממקוי מוי עושה להחזירוי. ואפילו לשם שהרבה בציינון עושו, כדי שבסיף למד. And סיף למד it says that absolutely not allowed to rub it. So this is not allowed to put it back. So Hoske has all it. So he says it's a machlokes, the two seifen, and we don't pasca like this seif. ותיקו כמה אחרינים, ומתקום מוקם עדינו, די נראה שאין להחמם, ואוסם, וסגנו יתר במייקו. ובספר שולחן עצי אי, שיתם חולק על המוגן אברום, and he says, there's no machlokes, because of the two different things. The whole sheyotso mim koimoy legamri went completely out of the socket. And that's this thief over here. Shekoyren oiskeleng, that means it went out completely out of the socket. Choshuv sakonas eva. If it's out of the socket, if you don't put it back soon, that eva will become... not usable. To my nishma, im lo yachzerenu miyad, vishori lahachzer afilo yidei Yisroel. Sif yudzayin adka l'shoyne, v'haydu leo sif lamed, ayri ledati mishloi nishmat legamri mim koimoi. That means here it's speaking about it's not completely out of the socket, it's just it's a little bit out. So, Memele, this will not bring to Sakona Seiva. This is the sheet of the Shulchan Atzei Sheetim. That means if it was taken out in such a way that if it won't be placed back, so it will bring to Sakona Seiva. So that's all. That's Mutter, Aldei Yisrael. If it won't bring to Sakona Seiva, that's Ardin over here. ונראה דגם לדעס המוגן אברום עם הרייס או אימא שנפרק בחזוקה ויוכל לא בודי סקון עשי ושמות הלים שייך עושיר למקוי מהכדר שעשה בחיל and the Pinchas Bodle brings down most doctors say if it's out of the socket legamri, if you don't take care of it you lose the use of the eva. It's a sakon asay and you're allowed to put it back. Fine. No! We're doing, this is only Muta Adarabonon, to do Adarabonon, to put it back. To put it back is, that is permissible. Steve Lamedalis, Steve Toyen, a fingernail, Shapirsho, that this fingernail is pirish, that means that a chelek of the fingernail is broken off from the rest of the nails, or the tzitzin, or small pieces of skin, shehen kemin ritzuais dakois, shepirishu me'er ha'etz pasoviv ha'tzipoyen. That they, around the fingers, sometimes you have small pieces of skin. Shepirshu, they separated from the rest of the skin. And we'll see soon that he has tar from that. We'll see in a minute. Im pirshu rubam, if roiv of the nail, that's pirish, that's separated, roiv of it is pirish, Klapei Milo, we will see soon what that means. Umitzarois oisoi, and he has pain. He has tar from it. He has tar from the tzitzin. He has tar from the tzipoiren. Is lasiron biyad muto. To take, so we have here two sweet tenoyim. It's lemailon, which we don't know what that means. That's nine number one. Nine number two, roiv of the tzipoyren, roiv of the oyer is pirish. And number three, yetzar from it. Three conditions. It's like this. It's lasiron biyad, to pull it off with his hand, his mutter. Berkli, to take it off with a nail clipper, Potter Avalosa, that's also Midarabonam. Loiv Yishulbon, but what if Loiv is not? Loiv is not Pirish, so then Biyad Potter Avalosa, Bikli Chayev Chakos. That means if the connection of the nail to the rest of the nail, or to the skin to the rest of the skin, it's roiv, is not pirish, so then with a keli it's chayim chatos, and beyond it's a shinoi. Upirish Rashi, now what, but said one more condition, klapei mailo. So Rashi says, klapei roshei etzboisov. It means, towards this way, towards Roshe Yetzboiso. That means it started coming off from the top, down. That's Roshe Yetzboiso. Rabbeinatam Pirish, Tainu Klapi Yaguf, Lamaila means towards the goof, so means it's going from down up. So Memele, Mitzorich Lochis Lishneya Pirushim, we have the Bichayish for these both Pirushim, and Memele, so forget about it. So since we don't know what Kape Mele is, so this Eter is not Negeya, because he needs Kape Mele. So let us see, in Pirushirubam, Vitsipoirem, Aine Roiv, Sipoirem, or Vitsitsin, Korob, Aprim, Kosob, Aprim, Godem, Aine Yedeh, Roiv, When is it called roiv? Vav shedahainu kol shederne odom likleim sham. That when most of the people, when it comes to such a length, people take it off. Im niklav roiv imenu kitolosh tami. That is called tolosh. Vasirin biyad mutar dekinen shepir shurubam. Roivim linotek, they're about to come off completely. Chitrushim dummy, so just like it's completely off. Filkach b'mokim sal egozra bonam, shumasiri ha'idei shinoi da'ayna b'yodoi. It's so if lizor shle yoyti dam, but he has to be careful that no blood should come out. Like pirushirubam, the word in Apilu, like pirushuklau, his thoughts of Biyad, and the English Biyad. The Nokti Lashmin and the Philip is awesome. It's also awesome. But if Lotu Shirubam with a Kaili Chaim Chatos, to tell that the Doise is lying like Kama Besimin Shin Mem, the Bir Alochev, and here, let us just mention two Alochis. The Bir Alochev says in Shin Mem that if a person has a skin, on his lips, and like in Shirubon, he says there the better is to take it off with your hand. So if it's like in Shirubon, after he pulls it off with his hand, will be Chayim Achatos. That's number one. Number two, he brings down if there is a loose tooth by a child, and it's mitzvaya, and if you take it out, blood won't come out, so Rav Shmuel Bozer says you're allowed to do it. He tells this too.
What's come out?
What?
No, that's sure.
Okay, you have to know if it's Smith's tooth, and he has experience by the foreign teeth, if there was blood or not, so I'll compone him, that is the ghetto. Fine. Ha-choshish lamed beis. Ha-choshish bishinos. Now, a person has a toothache, but it's choshish. It's a meshish baume. It's an ailment. It's painful, but it's not a choli. So memele, so lo yigma behem choymetz v'yifloit, he shouldn't put vinegar in his mouth and spit it out, because by doing this, that spells out the food. He's doing it for the pain. So he puts vinegar in his mouth and then he spits it out. So he's doing it for, so that's, he's doing it lefur, which is also. Avo migameya uboileya. But if he wants to swallow vinegar, well, just drink some vinegar while it's going through without upon him, do some good to his painful tooth, but he doesn't spit it out. The gameo, but he swallows it. It's mutter. Oi, mitamu boi kidalkoi. Or there's a second eater. There's a second eater who takes some challah and put it into vinegar. And he'll eat the challah and the vinegar goes on the tooth. And shalom al Yisrael. So this is a refuah she'eino nikeres. And this is permissible.
We talked about whiskey.
We'll talk about it soon. Hachoshesh migroinoi. If a person has a sore throat, lo yarenu v'shemen, he shouldn't like pour oil in, and the oil will swish in his mouth to soothe his throat. Avol b'leyo shemen. If he wants to swallow the shemen, that's permissible. Again, that is not nika. What? What kind of syrup? That's a refuah. He was talking about he can't do a refuah. He's only doing this. Yeah, but to relieve the throat, but it's not nika that's a refuah. He takes mamish a refuah, that's also. Avo b'leyu shemen vim nisrape nisrape. Let us see the Sifkot and Kuf. Hachoshish Bishinov. Now, this is a mechush. This is, it's an ailment. It's not to give, it hurts, but it's not, it doesn't have a din of a chayli. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do anything for him. To tell a guy to do a darabonon. A shmus, the shmus is only mutter b'mokim tzar. And this is a mechush. A mechush is not. It's painful, but it doesn't have, it's not, you need tzar halve in order to give it, make it a chayli b'miktsas. Im yesh le tzar godel, what if he has a lot of pain? Machmasakei. Ubavuze nechlash kol gufay. Now he's incapacitated, he can't, then that's din of nofal mishkov. He's permitted to tell a goy to do a malach in the reise. Chudalel b'siv gimel v'ayin shom v'ago. Lo yigma. Now we're talking about he shouldn't swallow, put in his mouth vinegar and then spit it out. Why? The muchach milse shohul refuah. Vafilu lishois. Noch mehr. That means he puts it in, he's going to swallow it. But first he swallows he puts it in his mouth and then he's holding it for 5 minutes and then he swallows it. It's also osa. Vachka himla osa. Wada?
Gokchops
is a refuah. That's right. Tafilo lishis vacha. Tafilo, they bring down the sauce, I saw. Tafilo lishis vacha chim la osa. Vahem chaymet. What?
Once people know.
They see, they swallow in the guns. And then he's holding it in his mouth, and they see what he's doing. Gahay noida dovo.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's he's a shame of Shabbos. Vohu adin yayin solo. Oh, here's your whiskey already. Gam ken dinai k'may chaymetz. Same din like chaymetz. So mamela, if you'll swallow it right away, and you'll say to 20 people l'chaim, and you'll take, you'll be in the Shabbos. You'll be in high spirits. Gam ken dinai k'may chaymetz. Ah, b'mokim sa'godolam shalismai b'yayin sorof b'musa lish oisai b'piv v'vloya achakach. To hold it in his mouth, because it's not so much nickel. It is not so much nickel. Sometimes you put snaps, holding it in the mouth is also a chalik of the enjoyment, right? No, listen, if he hears, if it's the case that he's allowed to tell a goy, that's a case of nafal mishkov. That means tzar godol, such a tzar, that he is a din choyle. He's allowed to take a fuss. He's allowed to take aspirin. We're talking about before that. We're talking about that. Well, now he said before, it's mutter with a goy, nechlash kol gufoy. That's nechlash. Then he's allowed, he's mutter kol goy to the malach of the reis. Not talking about that. We're talking about this. No problem. That's no problem. The problem is that he doesn't like to drink snaps. He's only doing it after the food. That's the problem. Yeah. Avamokim tzar godol, but tzar godol is not the same tzar that we're talking about. It's mutar min hamakom. Rav Shalishma yayin soros, the mutar lashoy say b'pim l'vloy achakas, because this already, but tzar godol refuahs also, but by schnapps could be you hold it in your mouth. That's the derech of enjoying the schnapps. Oif kosav duadin da'osa litein ala shein neglech, which are cloves, which also seem to deaden the pain. Oif spiritus, types of spirits, alcohol. Vesubin chamen, the chols amuch shula refuah. Im loy de koiv leitu, unless he's in a lot of pain. If he's in a lot of pain, he's allowed to take the food. It's finished. But that the medida is that he's incapacitated. He can't function anymore. Vain shom leel daidei somut davkei de shinoi. To do Isa the Rabbona Nachachayot the Masim Shem Dimeyem Shebeshini Mutter Shulay Beshinoi, to do Isa the Rabbona Lusarashini. Lo Yareno, that means by, he was talking about he has a sore throat, he shouldn't hold it in his mouth, Reshi Yash Hashem and Bebid. Rafilim Yimla Libsoy, the Mulher Milson, the four of it. Rahoskinim Yifleteno. Yesh matirim by shemen, if he swallows it later. And he held it a little bit in his mouth. By shemen, by filling noisin, a shemen, the soy, a nigra, and wool, may silk it. And they used to put oil into, may silk is a type of a borscht, a beet drink. But it also was, they did it only learn for him. They lay you shaman, the eshois and bezer, a massic among an abrom, to only a color of the amoking was man. We may not bring the lawyer sham shaman, why some people don't swallow oil also. My shakos of seeds lamed sign. Gainea. Gainea means a person has Mikael Liboy. Somehow it's not serious, but it's painful. I don't know if it's heartburn or it's yes, chest pains. We're not speaking about a heart attack over here. Mutter, so here the refuah of this was to be yoni hana milk or warm milk from a behemoth. That was the refuah. Now, if a person is yoinik from a behemoth, this is Aisa Darabonon. That means to milk a behemoth in Shabbos is mefarek. That's tosh. That's one of the Lamates Malohis. To be yoinik from a behemoth is a derech shini. A person doesn't do this. So it's awesome in the Rabbanon, the Mokim Tzalei goes, Goinea, Mutter Linoi Kholo Mea Behemet, the Mokim Tzalei goes to Rabbanon. The Yeshoimrim Shim Einlei Ele Tzal Shal Ro, but he doesn't have this cave legs. He's hungry. Also, linik mebeima b'shabbos, but in Yom Tov it's mutter. That's shad miyeshaimrim. Then in Yom Tov they were mutter to be yenich from a beima if he's hungry. So that's the second day.
Well, should this enough?
What?
But he's hungry.
But Shabbos, he's hungry.
Yeah. So.
So they were not mutter. He said, "Rabbanan, if a person's hungry." He said, the only matter, this is a tzar, it's a certain type of a choyli. It's not enough for a mishkov, but it's a tzar. Hunger is something else. What kind of tzar? What are you talking about? That's something else. The man of the milk. Yeah. Okay, that's something else. Yeah, but if he's hungry, here he's only hungry. This is a different tzar. No. It's not. Okay, let us see. Let us see. Gainer mikabli boy, shirafuasa linik cholov reiseyach mea behemet. That means reiseyach mea behemet means as soon as it comes out from the behemet, the warmth of the milk coming out directly from the behemet, that is merabeth. The mokim thara, hain rafti ikah chalimus abeimu midaraisa, mishim mefarik, totel de dedosh. Kumay shaksam de bereishim in chinchof, mikom mokim bezeh, shu al yedei yenike, torak al achiyad, lehav rak isur darabonon, vitiru bozeh, and they were mekel. Yeah. Ba'av kam dechol chayli shem be'sakon, no oimelein yehudi ve'oiseh, so tell a goy, Hoshishani, the refuah shalayu linik ba'atzmai. That means he can't tell a goy. Because if the goy will milk, it'll cool off already. He has to get it directly from the behemen. V'yeshayim rimchim, ha'iloshin yeshayim rimayne b'dugdik. The mashmal dosfori shayin amutu b'shabes, afilu mishum tzaro, v'bemis l'ishkir dava zekwal. V'evshul editu, according to the first day, afilu b'yontav osa b'zev. Aldim b'vnei atzmayud. Yes, poiskim shemehalkim in Shabbos liyontav linyan tzaro, and the whole day yontav will be mutter, because of Abachi l'rabbe, halachike yeshoimrim. Now, Sif Lamedalas, Loi steikal isho cholov midadeo lesoich hakois. A woman is not permitted to treat milk. Lesoich hakois, oi lesoich hakideiro, vesonic es bino. So let us see. What's the process? The process is going on. Oh, Asalim is going before the Damashim Sahili to a believer is a new command of the Lachayan. Pishamis of a Yontev Mutter, in mainland Yehudi Lachle Vayode. Vim Yeshleim, this is in Yontev. Vim Yeshleim Machol Lachle Boy. What if in Yontev he could be Choylev into a Machol, so then there's no Malocha of Dosh. It's not taking a Mashke from, it's called an Eichel from an Eichel, Asalim, in Pepin Gambe Yontev. She should not take out the milk and give and put into a bottle for the baby. We may not think. Yeah, so here he brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. So the two things: we may not inik yochel inik yeshiris miimay. The child cannot nurse from its mother. She has to give him fresh milk. Das hagrashas olbach shemutalo lases kain. This is the natural food of a baby. This is the natural food, and the baby will not nurse, so you're permitted to do this. She has too much milk. So she's allowed to be chaylev al ha'oretz. Sharei ha'cholov hoylech libud. So it's a malacha shein tzricha leguv mishum tzar le'gozro. So they say lemaise by the pumps they have now, you should put soap in it. If it goes into a container, you should put soap into the container. And so some emele yema'abedim.
Okay.
I agree with you.